Woodward.
Welcome to the Worthing Podcast, our regular look at news and events taking place in and around the Worthing area on the sunny south coast. Last weekend saw hundreds of people descend onto Worthing seafront for the annual Lions Summer Festival. Held over Saturday and Sunday, there were dozens of stalls along the prom, with both charity stalls and traders. There was quite an atmosphere, as it seemed like almost everyone in Worthing was popping by to see what was going on. With the funfair rides, as well as the usual seafront traders, it made for a great weekend, especially as the weather was very kind. So first I sat down on a bench to cast an eye over the proceedings. Well, Worthing Seafront Fair is in full swing on this beautiful Saturday morning here on the prom by the sea and Worthing Seafront. And there are, dozens, scores of stalls, some commercial, many by local charities, and I'm speaking to one or two of them. But this is something of an annual event which raises lots of money for the Lions, which then go on to donate to other good causes in and around the town. But lots of people walking up and down, lots of interest in this, and everybody stopping by and seeing what the different stalls have to offer, whether they're charity stalls or commercial stalls. Although for charities, it's a good opportunity to get what they do in front of people so that more people can see what they do, maybe give money to them, maybe become involved with their particular charity. But a very exciting, very active and busy event on this beautiful Saturday morning, and of course it continues on Sunday as well. The Worthing Lions Summer Festival. There was a huge variety of charity stalls, including St Barnabas, Andy's Angels, Acorn Pregnancy Counselling, Care for Veterans, and loads more. The traders included a wide range of food and drink stands, craft sales, and even somewhere to enjoy a massage. Bit public for me, that one. I chatted to some of the stallholders, starting with the people behind all this, the Lions themselves.
My name's Cathy, and I organise one or two events for the Lions, and generally support them. I was secretary for a while, but I've handed that over to Lion Ken now. And we have a fantastic team that's running this event today.
So how is this event going so far, do you think?
We are so pleased that the weather's going to be nice this weekend. We've got a lot of support, and everyone's sort of pulling together really well. We've got a tombola going, and Lion Audrey is running that, and people have donated, I understand, over £7,000 worth of prizes in total.
Okay.
So it's well worthwhile people coming down and getting a ticket for the tombola, because they might well get a really good prize out of it.
Now, you've got a few things on offer here, haven't you? One or two cards and postcards about what you do. Can you tell me a little bit about them?
In September, at the Charmandine Centre, we are offering men a free blood test to see how their prostate's doing. It's not a definitive thing for cancer, but it just gives an idea of their health.
Sure.
And we work with Prostate Cancer Support Organisation on that. So they do the technical stuff, we run the event. We've got a leaflet saying how much money we have actually donated in the last year, and various things that we do with the shop and events that we do.
Because you basically exist to donate money to charities and good causes. Yeah?
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
We've also got the hooker bag, so we've got things for boys and girls, a pound to go, and they just take potluck and have a little bag of goodies that they take away with them.
That's Cathy from the Lions. Then I met Eleanor from the Brighton and Hove fostering team.
We have a massive shortage of foster carers nationally, so we're always looking for new ones. There's a lot of myths around fostering. People think they're maybe too old, they can't do it as a single carer. Lots of men think that they can't get involved in fostering, which is just not true. So we're here to just kind of spread the word and get the message out.
And what are you hoping to gain from being in the Seafront Fair today?
Honestly, just some chats with some people, maybe give out a few leaflets, just kind of spread the word. The idea, I think, of this summer is really that we're seen in the community. So if anyone thinks of fostering, they'll think of us.
That's Eleanor. I found John overseeing a whole collection of wood products made by Men in Sheds.
Well, Men in Sheds was set up in Australia. That's where it started. And it's spread worldwide now. I've been to New Zealand. They've got them over there, as you would expect. And they are all over the place. And it's where guys can go if they've maybe bored. Maybe the wife said, get out. I've, disappear for a while. better than the allotment maybe. Oh. And we got men and women of all ages, young and old, and we come in and we just try to learn a new skill and improve and gradually work your way up the scale of what you make, and then have the joy of flogging it, which is the end.
So you've got a lot of stuff on display here, a lot of wooden materials. Can you tell me a little bit about what some of the things that you've got and describe what you've got here?
Well, there's an assortment of tables and small tables, larger tables, a lot of things regarding planters and for plants and everything like that. Assortment of clocks, which one of our main guys makes. He really enjoys his clocks. Almost anything that you can imagine for the kitchen, as in form of cutting boards, trays, etc., various things like that. More tables, more planters, special tables.
And these are all made by volunteers who come along and do their thing. And
I was fortunate in as much as I was a carpenter all my life.
Right.
So I had a bit of a start on most of the others. So yeah, I'm used to dealing with tools, dealing with wood.
Thank you, John. Another stall which caught my eye was run by this lady.
I'm Rebecca.
And you're from the Pauline Quirk Academy of Performing Arts.
Yes.
Heard of Pauline Quirk. What's the academy about?
So we are an academy that runs on Friday nights. We are launching on September the 27th this year at Worthing High School. And it's for children aged 6 to 18. And during the time, they're there for 3 hours and they get to rotate between comedy and drama, musical theatre and film and television.
So you've come down to the seafront fair with all the other stalls here today. What are you hoping to gain from this?
Well, we'd just love to meet the local people and see if they're interested in some performing arts and just say hello, really. Yeah.
Okay. What's the background to it? Where does Pauline Quirk fit in?
So Pauline Quirk launched this about 15 years ago because her son, she was actually trying to find an academy for her son that was all those ethos, that was nurturing, that was a place that he could be himself, and just found in her local area that there wasn't that kind of academy. So that's how she brought this into play.
Thanks, Rebecca. Finally, on my tour of the stands, I came across a group of men with a rather military bearing. So I chatted to Martin about what they were promoting.
It's for the Worthing Veterans Association, and it's basically awareness, just to say that we're here to help with signposting to various charities and organisations that can help veterans, as well as making people aware that we also have get-togethers where we can just have a friendly chat and a drink and even breakfast. Every first Saturday of the month, we meet up at the Lions Farm Toby, and we have breakfast, 9:30, usually kick-off time, to about possibly 12 o'clock-ish, maybe a little bit earlier. And then every Friday evening, there's usually someone sat in the Rose and Crown from 5 o'clock, where we can, again, get together, have a laugh, bit of banter, and have a drink or two.
And you can pick up what their needs may be, if necessary, and pass them on to
exactly,
others who can help
them.
Exactly,
yes, yeah.
Thanks, John. On top of all this, the festival included classic vehicles and scooters in Steen Gardens. Saturday ended with the annual firework display off the pier, as usual delighting young and old alike. But that wasn't the end of it. Oh no. The Lions Summer Festival continued into Sunday, with yet more stalls along the prom, a bus rally down by Heen Road, and American and custom cars on show in Steen Gardens. I headed down there and got some of the proud owners to talk about their vehicles.
Yes, a 2014 Dodge Charger. It's a police pursuit version, which is obviously in the States. It's got a 5.7 Hemi engine, and was primarily used in Massachusetts and in the US.
Okay, and you're dressed in the uniform and everything?
Yes.
So is this something that you do quite regularly?
Yes, literally most weeks of every month we're actually out doing events, whether they're charity events, police support events. Last weekend we were at the Isle of Wight Festival. This week we're here, and next week we're going to be at Bewley, so yeah, we get around. So.
Where do you actually come from?
Just the other side of Rustington, so very
local. So you are local?
So I'm very local, yeah.
Oh, okay, right. What sort of reaction have you had today?
Very busy, hence me sitting down.
Having a rest.
It's been really full on. We like to have the opportunity to get the kids to sit in the back of the cars and stuff like that, so there's a lot of interaction with the public.
It's a 1932 Ford Model B sedan.
And how popular was that in its day?
Probably in America quite popular. They're not very popular here.
Do you do a lot of these events?
We do, yeah. We're up the road, a group of us, we're into vintage hot rods, classic cars, classic motorcycles. We're into everything, and we've got a bit of everything, so we support all the local shows.
Okay, so you're local?
Yeah, we're in Worthing.
And you're a group of enthusiasts,
like-minded.
About cars.
That's it. You got it.
What do you like about these kinds of events?
It's just you meet so many people, you know, and you don't realise how many cars are actually in this area that you never see.
Well, what do you think of the selection of cars that's here today?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
It's a 1955 Cadillac, and it was owned by a state senator from New. He was a state senator from 1938 through to 1965. He had two assassination attempts.
All right.
That's why you can see bullet holes in the windows and the front screens.
And where did you get it from?
I got it from a guy in England. It was shipped over in 2019, and they started doing the body, the engine work and stuff, and then they carried on, and it was all finished 2023.
And how many of these events do you do?
Maybe one or two a week.
One or two a week?
Sometimes, okay. Yeah, just all depends.
What is it you like about them?
Meeting the people and meeting the other guys who got cars, and we meet up and go for breakfast.
Brilliant.
And stuff like that, yeah.
There were a fair few motorcycles on show too, and I found one that caught my eye.
We've got a Lambretta here.
Yes.
Very popular in its day.
Yeah, it's a Spanish Series 2. It's okay. A turning mud guard. Yeah, it's just a basic scooter.
So what kind of vintage is this? How old is it?
64 years old.
Okay, where did you get it from?
I got it from up north, actually, from a chap who was selling it. So I saw it online, I bought it.
Is there a bit of a network of Lambretta owners and that kind of thing?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
We all sort of go online, look around, just see what we can find and go buy it.
Do you ride it for pleasure, or is it specifically for these events?
It's been over Europe.
Okay.
Yeah, been all over.
Right.
Been down to Weymouth last weekend. It's been down to Dawlish.
Been okay.
Brittany,
yeah.
Brittany as well.
Brittany.
Yeah. So what do you make of events like this?
Hey, it's nice. It's on your doorstep. Why don't you come down?
So there we have it. A brief flavour of an amazing weekend in sunny Worthing. That's it from the Worthing podcast for now. But I'll be back soon with a look at another feature of Worthing life, the Glamour Club. Oh, yes. Listen out for that in the next couple of weeks. Lots more exciting shows planned for the weeks ahead. So please follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and head to all the usual podcasting platforms to find us and subscribe to make sure you don't miss out. FOMO, it's called, fear of missing out. Don't fall for it. See you soon.
News and views of Worthing.
The Worthing podcast
with Patrick Woodward.